bubbles in space. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. As kids, most of us were mesmerized by soap bubbles blown through a plastic wand. Nicholas Bond, a researcher at Penn State, has a similar fascination. But the bubbles are 10,000 trillion miles across. They're called superbubbles and are formed by the explosions of thousands of stars.
They tend to be in galaxies that are actively forming stars, and spiral galaxies like the Milky Way tend to have a lot of star formation. So we see them in the Milky Way, and we see them in nearby galaxies that are similar to the Milky Way.
Astronomers have been studying superbubbles for over 20 years, but Bond and his colleagues may have found as many as 6 that are far older and further away than was thought possible.
Superbubbles we're looking at now are a very high redshift, which means it was a long time ago and it's very far away. And to see a process like this occurring at such a large distance and such a long time ago is very interesting.
All of the heavy elements in the universe, including those that make up planets and people, formed in exploding stars like those that created the superbubbles. Studying them could tell us more about the violent deaths of stars and our own origins. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.